Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. Something's in the news again that I have brought up on this show before. And I brought it up because I can't believe in the year 2020, this is still in the news. Did you see this story out of Tennessee? Former Nazi concentration camp guard living in Tennessee sent back to Germany for decades-old human rights violations. Nazis are still in the news in the year 2020. I mean, real Nazis. We're not talking about what people that are really into politics call the other side of the political aisle. They're like Nazis. Oh, no, they're like Nazis. This guy was a real Nazi. And he was living in Tennessee for many, many years. I remember not that long ago, we did a story about a former Nazi who was living, I believe, in New Jersey or New York. And I saw one living somewhere else. It's the year 2020. The Nazis all had a run, what, in the mid to late 40s? That's when they all had a run. Or they were gonna die. So you do the math. We're talking 70 years now. So the Nazis who are, again, Nazis, these are real Nazis, Coleman. They're real Nazis, and they're making headlines in the year 2020.
What's funny is they're going to bring him back to face charges, but he probably has dementia by now. He doesn't even remember what happened. Like, what did I do?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I did.
Yeah. A Tennessee man who was the former Nazi concentration camp guard during World War II will be sent back to Germany for decades-old human rights violations.
I apologize to the Jews.
A Memphis, Tennessee immigration judge ruled yesterday. His name is Frederick Carl Berger. Berger! He worked in one of the German concentration camps where Nazis imprisoned not only Jewish people, but Polish people, Russians, people from Denmark, Latvians, Italians, and the Dutch and French, as well as other political opponents.
Sound very inclusive.
I think everybody on earth was a political opponent of the Nazis. Nazis we're talking about.
So they must have some sort of special task force that all they're doing is finding Nazis. That's their permanent job. How do you even come across a guy like this unless you're looking for him?
I mean, we evidently there are still some Nazi hunters out there in our country. Yeah, this particular death camp that he was a guard of, they abandoned it in 1945. So 55, 75 years. So let's say he was 20. He'd be 95 now.
Mm-hmm.
But still making headlines in the year 2020, Nazis. Nazis!
Imagine you being a Nazi in the 1940s, not because you agree with the Nazism, but just because you had no other choice.
Well,
you had to feed your family.
Many of them, that's their defense. Many
right.
of them said if they didn't become Nazis, they'd be killed by the higher ranked Nazis.
Right. So the Americans come in World War II, liberate you, and now you're free. But your records are still in the books, and now they're coming to get you 70 years later. Like, dude, I wasn't even with it. I just had to at the time. So now this guy has to probably face charges and he wasn't really down with the Nazism, you know?
Incredible how they're still making news. All right, coming up, we got a story out of Slidell. Another story out of Slidell. I know yesterday we talked about the father who was arrested for swearing at his child in the Walmart parking lot up there, but that was very interesting. But we have another story out of Slidell that went national. A guy got pulled over wait, do you hear what happened? That's coming up, as well as we'll look at today in history. Why Today Doesn't Suck is coming up in just a few. We moved that to just after 6 o'clock. So hang out with us for those reports here on the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans live and local morning radio show. There's not that many of those left, if you think about it. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And we now do our look at today in history. At this particular time, we moved it up an hour. And we call the segment,
Why Today
Doesn't Suck.
March 6th.
Why Today
Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1899. The company Bayer patents aspirin. It's now the most common drug in households. But I'm glad they got that patented before the turn of the century, because a lot of people that I know rely on aspirin. Do you take much aspirin, Coleman?
No, never. I don't take much medication.
I very rarely take it either.
I take Jaeger shots.
Yeah.
That's... I don't even know what aspirin is for. Is headaches, pain? Like, what does it actually do?
Well, that's the amazing thing. If you have a headache, if your shoulder's bothering you, maybe your lower back is bothering you, your knee hurts.
So maybe
you got a toothache. Yeah, it knows where to go.
All right, cool. Jaeger does the same exact thing.
So that happened today in 1899. And when I owned my bar in Miami Beach for a couple of years, a bar and a barbecue restaurant, one of the managers we had, he used to just take, he would pour the bottle of aspirin, take a handful, I mean a large handful, and he would do it regularly. I said, I think you got problems that you need a little bit more than aspirin to fix there. March 6th.
Why Today
Doesn't Suck.
Hey, happy birthday to one of the greatest in rock and roll. But there's a little confusion behind this birthday.
Okay.
Today is David Gilmour's birthday. He's the great guitarist of Pink Floyd. But it says here he was born... I've got one sheet that says he was born today in 1947, and then there's another sheet that says he was born in 1946. We know for a fact David Gilmour was born today, March 6th. We're just not sure if he was born in 1946 or 1947, so... That would make him either 73 or 74.
How did they not know? He doesn't have a birth certificate?
I'd love to see if we can get that cleared up at some point, because I think David Gilmour not only is one of the greatest guitarists in rock and roll history, but he's also underrated. You never hear his name come up when they talk about the greats. The guy was absolutely fantastic. And still is, by the way. March 6th.
Why Today
Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 2004, David Crosby from the Birds and Crosby, Stills, and Nash, he was arrested for leaving a bag of marijuana, a knife, and a loaded .45 caliber gun in his hotel room in New York City.
Wait, so he got arrested for leaving it, not taking it with him?
Yeah, he wasn't in the airport or he wasn't walking around the streets with it. He left it in his hotel room. So Crosby, besides the weed, he had a knife and a gun. Maybe he wanted to be prepared if he just happened to show up at a what he thought was a knife fight, but it ended up being a gunfight, because you've always heard that line, you never bring
a knife to a gunfight.
A knife to a gunfight. Yeah. And by the way, David Crosby is one of the many people that we've interviewed on this radio show over the past 3+ years. And it wasn't one of our best, but it's on our website. You know, we have many of our interviews. If you go to Bayou957.com, click on the John Osterlin Show, and then you scroll down and look over to the right-hand side, you'll see a bunch of interviews. There's a bunch of them up there.
Yeah.
And some were better than others. And Crosby was not one of the best ones. So if you ever have some time, go check that out on our website at Bayou957.com. And finally, it was today, March 6th.
Why today
doesn't suck.
In 1976, one of the most popular rock/pop songs was released. The Great Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac. The only issue I have with this song is, as we walk around America today, there are so many people, mostly females, named Rhiannon. And they're only named Rhiannon for one reason. Because of this song. And this song was released today in 1976. That's a cool name, but I never knew how many people would release a song name their child after a song, because it was named in a really good song. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today
Doesn't Suck.
All right, coming up on the show, another story out of Slidell has gone viral. This one is something else. And this story's all over the place. Wait do you hear what happened when a cop pulled over a car? That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Wings, and before that, Metallica. You know, James Hetfield, the leader of Metallica, just got out of rehab, and he didn't say what he's battling. I believe
smoke weed every day.
I believe it's alcohol and maybe something else. But the reason I brought that up is because Metallica is touring this year, and they had to cancel a few festival shows that they were going to play, because the festivals were on weekends, and one of the conditions of him getting out of rehab, he can't be around festivals on weekends, evidently. But I guess a regular old Metallica show on a Tuesday night in Idaho is fine. But one of the conditions of his rehab said you can't be playing festivals on weekends. And so Metallica pulled out of a few big festivals this coming up over the next few months. And it angered some fans, but obviously the health of James Hetfield is the most important thing, right?
It's senseless. What does the day of the week have to do with...
That's what he said, Coleman. Hey, did you listen to this real quick? One of the best golfers in the world. As a matter of fact, his name's Scott Piercy. He won here at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans 2 years ago with his partner, because, you know, here at the Zurich, they play in tandems now. They play in partners. I mentioned tandems. Good thing they have nothing to do with Mardi Gras, because there's going to be no more tandem floats, it looks like, in the future. But out at the TPC Louisiana in Avondale, where they play the Zurich Classic, the professional golfers, they come every year. Scott Piercy won there 2 years ago with Billy Horschel. his partner. Well, the reason I brought that up is because Scott Piercy was just dropped. And right now, he's around the 25th or 30th ranked golfer in the world. He's one of the best golfers in the world. He's an American. He was just dropped by Titleist, FootJoy, and other endorsers who he used to represent because of a couple of social media posts.
There they go again.
But I mean, think about, I mean, some of the biggest names, Titleist, golf balls, FootJoy with golf spikes and golf shoes and others dropped him. One of the social media posts, he posted something about the deep state and how the deep state operations are targeting the president. and the FBI has already condemned that thinking. But then he did another social media post. It was a homophobic meme that he shared about Pete Buttigieg. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He was one of the Democrats who was running for president. He dropped out this week, and he's openly gay. And he ended up, sharing a homophobic meme about him. As soon as people saw that, they went right to his sponsors because that's what they do. And Titleist and FootJoy and others just cut them off. They just dropped them. They ended their relationship with him. He has apologized. He says, whenever I is never, in all capital letters, to offend, I want to apologize if any of my recent story posts have been offensive. I mean, the guy's already rich. He's one of the best golfers in the world. But I mean, you get dropped by sponsors like that. You could add Scott Piercy to the list, professional golfer, of people who have lost a lot because of something they did on social media.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
Another victim.
Yeah, they really go. And be a part of our radio station on Facebook. And I'll tell you, we put up a lot of entertaining things there. And I always think, not twice, not three times, not four times, 17 times.
We've had conversations.
There are so many times during the day. I look at Coleman, I'm like, dude, can I put this on the Bayou Facebook page? Yeah, but be a part of our radio station on Facebook here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. What should we call New Orleans mayor? Because I've got two nicknames that I came up with. I was calling her Latuita Cantrell. That's what I was calling Latoya Cantrell. I was calling her Latuita because she loves Twitter. She loves to tweet, retweet. She loves to like things, hashtag City of Yes. But then when I found out, like we all did, her and her husband have not paid their federal income taxes in 8 of the last 9 years. They've had liens put on their property. The only year she did pay her federal income tax was the year she ran for mayor of New Orleans because she knew she had to. So then I thought about calling her Lataxta. And I just wonder, I think Latuita rolls off the tongue better, but I think Lataxta is the name because you try, if you're listening right now, you try not paying your federal income taxes for 8 out of the last 9 years and see what happens to you. How she and her husband aren't in prison, I don't know.
Latoya the Destroyer. That's what some people are going with.
That's a good one, too. But I think I'm going to lean towards Lataxta right now until they can pay their damn taxes. Pay your taxes! I do! How come I have to? And the mayor of the city I live in hasn't had to pay her federal income taxes in 8 out of the last 9 years, except, yeah, the 1 year she did, she knew she had to because she was running for mayor. And then she's had issues. And she's got another issue now. I mean, you know about the two dead bodies who have been sitting in that pile of rubble, the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel over there on Canal Street for gone on 5 months? Again, two dead bodies still sitting in there. They rerouted Mardi Gras parades not to disturb the dead bodies. I can't think of another American city where two dead bodies would be sitting in a pile of rubble on one of the biggest streets in their city, Canal Street.
The gree from those dead bodies disturbed Mardi Gras, even though we didn't disturb them.
So you put that, she hasn't gotten that. Now they're saying that's going to be April when they get that cleaned up. And then how about the first Saturday of Mardi Gras parades when one-third of the undermanned New Orleans Fire Department called in sick? Thank God there wasn't an emergency that day on Mardi Gras parades. Thank God there wasn't a fire that day. She has several issues, and I've said she's over her head with this job. You know, she's from California. She's not even from here. But anyways, she just made headlines again. She wants to move City Hall, the idiot box over there. She wants to move City Hall to two different places and have City Hall in two different buildings here in New Orleans. Different parts of City Hall in two different buildings. One of the buildings, the Municipal Auditorium in Armstrong Park, and the other building is the former Veterans Administration Hospital. So the other day, she met with the leader of a group called Friends of Armstrong Park to see how he feels about her moving part of City Hall into the Municipal Auditorium there. His name is Leo Watermeyer, and he said the meeting didn't go well. He said she bullied him. He said, quote, "It was set up to bully, and I felt bullied. My one-on-one meeting with Letaxta Cantrell and four members of her staff on Monday afternoon started off cordially, but got rather heated when it became clear I did not support her plan to relocate City Hall to the Municipal Auditorium in Armstrong Park." And that's when he said things got bad, when she realized he wasn't down with her idea. So you could add bully to Letaxta Cantrell's resume now. As far as being incompetent and over her head as mayor of New Orleans, add bully. She's a bully!
See, here's why I'm not a fan.
La bully!
Here's why I'm not a fan of that story. It's just his word. I'm not saying it didn't happen, and based on her track record, I could believe it, but that just sounds like hearsay. Like, why did he come out and say it? Like, he just wanted to get
his son. Coleman, who are you going to believe? A man who is the head of a group called Friends of Armstrong Park, or our tax cheat of a mayor, a woman who goes out of her way not to pay her federal income taxes? Who are you going to believe?
Look, I'm not saying his story is false. I'm just saying, what does he gain the benefit from saying it? Like, doing an interview saying, hey, I felt bullied. What does he hope to gain from it? Like, what was the point of it? Like, if I had a one-on-one meeting and it didn't go well, I wouldn't go, well, guess what she did, everybody?
He's being honest. She tried bullying him by telling him you better put City Hall into the Municipal Auditorium in Armstrong Park.
Okay. But
that,
I just
that building means a lot to a lot of people. It's been around forever. And I know it's had issues post-Katrina, but boy, so many memorable things, not just Mardi Gras balls and dances, but people's high school graduations and for decades and decades and decades. And they know, and he doesn't want, and the Friends of Armstrong Park don't want the idiot box, City Hall, to be
him
in the Municipal Auditorium. So when he told her that, she bullied him, and he told the press, I don't have a problem. Who are you going to believe?
Well,
I believe him.
I'm not saying, you can believe who you want to believe. I'm just saying in the year 2020, the going phrase is video or it didn't happen.
All right.
Because, you know.
Well, coming up on the show, I got to get to this story that's going all over America out of Slidell. This is something. Stay tuned for that report coming up on the John Osterlin Morning Show, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So yesterday, Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, dropped out of the presidential race. What's shocking about that is you go back a few months, she was the front runner. People thought that she had the best chance out of everybody, but then nothing really happened. And so Elizabeth Warren has officially dropped out of the presidential race. Some of her staffers say her campaign is dysfunctional. There were too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Coming up next, I got to get to the story out of Slidell that went all over the country. A lot of people are talking about this. That's next here on Bayou 95.7,
New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Another story out of Slidell is getting all kinds of attention. Yesterday, at this time on our show, we told you about the father who got arrested in the Walmart parking lot in Slidell because he was swearing at his young child because the child opened the car door and hit another vehicle, and there happened to be a plain-clothed Slidell cop there. And the Slidell cop didn't like the way that the father was screaming, yelling at his, swearing at his four-year-old child, and then arrested him. And we were talking about it, and he charged him with disturbing the peace. And a lot of things can fall under disturbing the peace, although I didn't like the way the father spoke to his child. I didn't like the fact that he was swearing at him, yelling at him, and he used the N-word. But I don't think he should have been arrested for that. We were talking about that yesterday. Well, anyways, an officer pulled over a driver in Slidell because the driver's license plate tag was expired. But it wasn't expired by a month or a couple of months. It was expired by 23 years. His license plate tag said September 1997. And when the cop asked him, when the Slidell cop said, "Your license plate is expired. As a matter of fact, it's been expired for 23 years. The driver said, "Well, he's been busy lately." It's a pretty good line.
Is he lying, though?
Well, he's either lying or he may be the busiest person in the state of Louisiana, if not the United States of America, if not the world. Now, I haven't had a car in a few years. I've been walking around a lot. I'm going to get a car soon. I've been saying that for a while. I mean, I've always had a car, but these last few years, I live in downtown New Orleans. I work here in downtown New Orleans, and if I need a ride somewhere, I either call Uber or I'll call Coleman. I've been walking around lately. But when I was driving and had a car, I would go for a while, not that long, obviously, and with a license plate, because any cop who gets behind you could see that. But I would go for a while, and I'll admit it, without having insurance.
John, you criminal. You horrible person, you.
I know it was bad, but I used to get frustrated because I never used my insurance. I would always pay for it, but I never, ever used it. So going back a few years now, I remember when my insurance came up, and I think I made it for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And this guy made this for 23 years. So you'd think he kind of won, didn't he?
Think about it. He went 23 years without getting pulled over, without getting into an accident, without putting himself in a position to where he got caught. So that goes to show you, if you really are a good driver, do you really need to have insurance and be expected? Because he went 23 years without an incident. Because he would have got caught had he. He seems like a good citizen. He never was arrested or pulled over for anything else. I mean, how important is it to have your brakes checked or an inspection sticker?
Well, now that's the other thing, the brake tags, the inspection sticker, which is on the front left-hand part of your car. I've gone a long time without that, but that's more difficult than going a long time without insurance, because you can see, the cops can see the sticker on the front. They can see the sticker on the back of the license plate. So those are a little bit more difficult, but you would say that this guy won because he went 23 years without renewing his license plate tags. I don't know what the penalty is. He's going to get a ticket. I think he may get the same ticket as if his tags expired a month or two ago.
Then he got away with it. If that's the case.
Then he won.
Then he got away with it.
Then he won. Boy, these stories out of Slidell that a lot of people are talking about. What's happening up there? And I know this guy didn't get the same cop who pulled him over that the black father got in the parking lot of Walmart when he was swearing at his kid, because I think that cop might have gone a little bit rougher on the guy whose tags were expired, his license plate tags was expired for 23 years. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin here. Actor William Shatner just got divorced for the fourth time. He just divorced his fourth wife. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, it's because what he was awarded by the judge, one of the things that he was awarded by the judge, is what made this a newsworthy story. He's 88 years old now. Coleman, were you a big fan of Star Trek?
Yeah, I still watch it today.
Yeah, the show that made him. Well, in his latest divorce, he was just awarded horse semen in his divorce settlement. Evidently, him and his now fourth ex-wife, they had a couple of different houses. They split the houses, too, but he got the horse semen. One of the houses they own is in Kentucky, where they have a farm, and they have horses that they raise. She actually got that house. But the judge decided to give William Shatner the horse semen. And you know, this is worth a lot of money if you know anything about horses and raising them. Horses, if they're purebred, or if it's the right horse semen, they start racing, they can earn lots of money.
They can earn. That's the part I don't like about it. It's the potential of it. It's not guaranteed money, you know?
No, it's not guaranteed, but it's better to have the horse semen than to not have it.
My God.
So he ended up getting that, and who knows? Hopefully, maybe that can be produced into a million-dollar, multi-million-dollar horse.
What's my incentive for getting married again?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
Dude.
I mean, it's pretty much most people I know, family, friends, people in the news, how many times have they been divorced?
What, this is his fourth, what, Al Pacino just got one? And
in many of these divorces, Coleman, they say that after the judge makes all the rulings, it's so expensive, and these divorces, legally, it's a bunch of horse crap. But in this particular situation, it wasn't horse crap. It was horse semen.
Yeah, William Shatner did better with the green women on Star Trek.
Coming up next on the show, yesterday's afternoon drive home commute was a nightmare if you were heading to the West Bank. I've got some details on this. You know, this guy for what he did to cause that, not only causing that traffic jam, but for driving the wrong way down a freeway, a highway, to me, he should get the same charges that if someone pulled a gun on somebody and shot at him and tried to kill him. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlin here with you. And yesterday, in the afternoon drive home here in the New Orleans area, over on the West Bank Expressway, everything got backed up for a while because some moron was trying to run from police. Cops were trying to pull him over. And not only didn't he stop, but he took off. He rammed the police car. And then he went the wrong way down the highway. We're on the West Bank. He hit another car on the West Bank Expressway. And then they finally got him. And they took him in and they ran him up on a litany of charges. But I got to be honest with you. I can't think of too many things scarier And remember, I live in New Orleans. I can't think of too many things scarier than driving down the highway, you know, 65, 70 miles an hour, and having a car coming at me because they're doing the wrong, they're going the wrong way down the highway. Anybody who drives the wrong way down a highway like that, a throughway, to me, that is akin to taking out a gun and just firing it into a crowd. I think anyone who drives the wrong way down a highway should get the same punishment, the same prison time, as someone who pulls out a gun and just fires it into a crowd of people.
He may have. He might have reckless endangerment, which is probably akin to attempted murder.
We don't have time on this show to read all the charges they charged him with. I got the police report right here. It's a litany of charges. But anybody who drives the wrong way on an interstate, on a highway, on a throughway where the speed limit is 60, 65 miles an hour, to me, they should go to prison for a long, long, long time. I can't think of something that is much more scarier than that. Because all you're doing, we're all out there every day. Everybody's out there on the roads, on the highways every day, doing 65, 70 miles an hour. And suddenly, someone on that road is coming at me at that speed the wrong way. Can you think of anything scarier?
Yeah, if it was a space shuttle coming at you the same way in another direction, that'd probably be scarier.
Well, it's a good point, Coleman, although we've never seen a space shuttle on a highway.
Yeah, it's almost 2024. We're getting there.
So this guy should go to prison for 10, 15, 20 years for putting all of those people, including police officers' lives, at risk yesterday during the drive home in New Orleans.
And he owes me $70 because three of my deliveries last night were canceled because of the backed up highway when I was working last night.
Yeah.
You know, people were calling like, where's my food? Where's my food? And they didn't know about the traffic jams. And three of our orders got canceled. It was about $70 worth of food. So this guy owes us some money.
Coleman also delivers chicken wings. And this guy just took money out of Coleman's pocket.
Yeah.
That dude. The SOB. Coming up on the show, Louisiana just made some headlines. We adjusted our welfare card money. And it got some people upset. Some people are going to have to actually put in an effort to get welfare. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7 New Orleans. Bayou 95.7 New Orleans, only classic rock station. So a list just came out of the best chicken fingers in the United States.
Chicken!
And Louisiana should be proud because Raising Cane's won. In the whole United States, in the whole country, Raising Cane's was voted number one. The best chicken fingers. Popeyes, hey, came in second. Another Louisiana-based company. At least Raising Cane's came out of Baton Rouge, and Popeyes came out of DeParish here, and something named Culver's came in third. I've never had their chicken fingers. Chick-fil-A came in fourth, and Long John Silver's came in fifth. The seafood place, right? What was that, Chicken of the Sea?
I don't know. I didn't even know Long John Silver's even served chicken fingers or chicken wings.
Well,
or anything chicken.
Coleman, we know we have some of the best, if not the best food in the world right here in Louisiana. And now this just made us proud with the best chicken fingers in America.
That's a nationwide list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it was a Southern list, Popeyes would have overtaken Raising Cane's, but they was going by nationwide taste buds instead of having that Louisiana, because Popeye's chicken dominates over Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Well, look, I love them both. If you put a gun to my head, I'd agree with you. I'd probably go with the Popeyes. But in the United States, Louisiana did really well.
Mm-hmm.
Raising Cane's number one, Popeye's number two, the best chicken fingers, and in the whole country. Every time I've seen a chicken, I always look at their hands, but I never noticed how big and meaty their fingers are.
I never found the wing on a buffalo either.
Mm. Hey, coming up next on the show, the state of Louisiana just adjusted the requirements to collect welfare. And I think it's a good thing. Some people aren't happy about it. We'll give you the details on that next here on the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans live and local morning radio show on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock radio. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. Do you get frustrated when you go into a store, whether it's a supermarket, Rouse's, or grocery store, or even Walmart, or any store, and you see the person in front of you paying with a Louisiana purchase card? And then you see them walk out of the store, and that's welfare, state welfare. The taxpayers. I was going to say the government is paying for that, but it's you and I, the people that go to work every day and pay state taxes here in Louisiana. We're the ones who pay for that. And they're getting better stuff than we're getting. You see them get steaks and expensive seafood and such, and we're not getting that. And then if you keep an eye on them, they walk out into the parking lot and they get in a nicer car than you're driving. And you, wait a minute, you just paid for that with the Louisiana purchase card, with welfare, with money that the taxpayers of Louisiana are giving you to pay for that. Isn't that pretty frustrating? Well, some news just came out over the last day or two how here in the state of Louisiana, when it comes to the Louisiana purchase card, the automated benefit card, there will be new food stamp work requirements that take effect April 1st. Yes. And no, it's not an April Fool's joke.
That's what I was going with next.
A new federal rule that takes effect April 1st will require some recipients of the SNAP program, it's called, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the SNAP card. And remember, the first word in that is supplemental. For some people, that's their main source of getting food.
Yeah.
But it's not, it says Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. They're going to need to meet certain work requirements to continue receiving assistance. This is for adults in between the ages of 18 and 49 who do not have children and are not disabled. They're going to have to work at least 80 hours a month to qualify for federal assistance.
That's it?
Remember, 80 hours a month. And if you, I'm going to read a little bit more here. It's not really working 80 hours a month. I mean, think about that. 80 hours a month. But it's not just working. In the state of Louisiana, there are about 10,000 of these able-bodied adults, 18 to 49-year-olds, without dependents, who are getting SNAP cards, welfare cards here in Louisiana, according to the Department of Children and Family Services. Now, here's how the recipients can satisfy the 80-hour per month requirement. Remember how I just mentioned you gotta work 80 hours per month?
Yeah, I'm all ears.
Because if you don't have a job, there are still ways to get this. It's any combination of time spent working at a paying job, volunteering, or participating in workforce development training. So you could volunteer a few of those hours or all of those 80 hours a month. And then you would still get your welfare, your SNAP card. I mean, I think that's pretty cool if it makes people, I mean, they're basically saying, do something, do anything.
Dude, I work more than 80 hours a week and I eat ramen noodles at night.
Yeah, well.
I might have to go ahead on and put in my 2 weeks notice so I can get on this SNAP thing.
Well, Coleman, I noticed over there, you've been writing, you got a pen in your hand, and you're writing down what I'm saying over here. Just go find some place to volunteer. Go to the soup kitchen or the bread line here in New Orleans. You could help feed the people that need it, and they have soup and bread. You could get some of that.
Done and done.
But how about that?
That's a start. This is a start.
This is for people who are 18 to 49 years old, and they are able-bodied. They're telling you, you got to go out and at least attempt to do something for 80 hours a month, which isn't that much. And if you don't have a paying job, go volunteer somewhere, and then we'll still give you your SNAP card, your welfare card. If not, we're gonna take it from you. Again, the one good thing about this is if this gets more people to volunteer, even if they refuse to work, at least they're helping in a place that needs it.
I guess.
Coming up on the show, we've got the dumbest thing I read all week. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. For some people, that song will always be known as More Cowbell. For some people. It's John Osterlund here with you. Do you remember not that long ago, we talked about people on this show who were doing things to get attention on social media, to get likes, to get thumbs up. Well, one of the things that we had mentioned that someone had done, and it wasn't just one person, it was a bunch of people doing it, just had judgment day for doing something so stupid. The guy in Texas who video recorded himself in a Walmart supercenter opening up ice cream, licking the top of the ice cream a few times, putting the top back on the ice cream, and then putting that ice cream container back in the freezer. Ew! I mean, I remember when we thought that is, I mean, all for a little bit of social media notoriety. Well, he got caught because he's an idiot when you record yourself doing something like that. Guess what he just got in a court of law? Guess what his punishment was for doing that? Coleman, what do you think a guy should happen to someone like that who just gets convicted of doing that?
Let's see. You're putting life at risk and danger because licking vanilla, 2 years.
So you thought he should have gotten jail time. You thought he should have gotten 2 years in jail.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that, Coleman. He didn't get quite that much, but a judge gave him 30 days in jail. It's like that old song, 30 days in a hole.
I guess.
Now, this was going on before our country got freaked out by the coronavirus. But could you imagine doing that now with the coronavirus?
Then he probably would have gotten 2 years.
He probably would have gotten. You're right.
Yeah.
A 24-year-old Texas man named DeAdrian Anderson.
You idiot.
Has been sentenced to 30 days in jail after he was arrested for licking a tub of ice cream in a Walmart and then putting it back in the freezer. He was also given a $1,000 fine.
See, all right, that makes more sense.
That's cool. That's a lot of ice cream. And a 6-month suspended sentence. And he was ordered to complete 100 hours of community service and pay $1,565 to the ice cream company Bluebell.
That's more like it.
Okay, so now I like it. 30 right. days in the hole, right. 30 days in jail, and out of his pocket, it's going to cost him $2,565 and 100 hours of his life towards community service.
If he was smart, this is what he should have did. Just for the video purposes, after you lick the ice cream and put it back, you cut the video off, but then you pick up the Bluebell and you go pay for it. That way you can say, no, it was just a prank. I actually did pay for the ice cream. Nobody was in danger. It was just a scene I was shooting, but I bought the ice cream and I left with it. So that's what he should have done.
Look at that.
He was smart.
Coleman giving you tips of how to get social media notoriety without getting thrown in jail.
Yeah. I was a YouTuber before I got this job. I know how it works.
All right. So coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all week.
And that wasn't it?
No, that wasn't it. Wait till you hear this. Coming up next on the John Osterlund Morning Show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And we're tweaking a couple of things on the radio show, but this is the time of the show now where we tell you, well, normally Monday through Thursday, I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. But on Friday, around this time, I'll tell you it's now time for the dumbest thing I read all week. Florida Police Department will test your meth for coronavirus.
Say what?
You heard me.
Hey, Florida. Florida what? Never fails.
One of the things, Coleman, about methamphetamine, yeah, besides this being Florida, but one of the things about meth is it makes people paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, some meth heads right now, who are, besides losing their teeth, they're losing their minds because of the coronavirus. They're tweaking. They're looking over their shoulders. And so there's one police department in the state of Florida that says, hey, if you're concerned that your meth may be contaminated with coronavirus, just call up our police department, and not only will we test it, we'll test it for free.
Good on them, right?
I guarantee you somebody is going to call them.
It's Florida. That's the only way it can end. It's a Florida story. The only way this can possibly end. If somebody says, you know what? I think my meth is kind of fruity.
This is out of Atlantic Beach, Florida. That Florida Police Department, the Atlantic Beach Police Department, the AP or the ABPD, wants you to know that if you have recently purchased methamphetamine or any other street drug that you may be concerned about, you can bring it to their police station to get it tested for the coronavirus. Have you seen in Los Angeles, Costco and other places like that, they cannot keep enough toilet paper, paper towels, hand sanitizer. They can't keep it. People are waiting for the doors to open. They have masks on, and they're running in there buying all of this stuff. It's something now. Some people are absolutely freaking out. But anyways, the Atlantic Beach Police Department in Atlantic Beach, Florida, they will take all of your troubles away. They will, if you're concerned about coronavirus in your meth or any other street drug, you can call them up and they will test it for free for you for the coronavirus.
I'm on meth.
And I have a feeling next week we're going to be doing a story about seven people called the Florida Police Department, the Atlantic Beach Police Department, and said they were concerned that their methamphetamine might be laced with coronavirus. And that's the dumbest thing I wrote all week. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So, what did I learn on the show this morning?
I learned something today.
Well, I learned that our mayor, LaTax de Cantrell, I learned that she is also a bully, according to the head of the Friends of Armstrong Park, because she wanted to move City Hall into the municipal auditorium over there. But when she talked with the leader of the Friends of Armstrong Park, he said that she bullied him. So you could call her LaTaxta for her tax issues. You could call her LaTweeta because she loves Twitter. Now you can call her LaBully. LaBully. What else did I learn today on the show? I learned that Nazis are still making news. They're still in the news. As a Nazi was just found in Tennessee, and they're bringing them back to Germany to face consequences over there. Nazis. Nazis are still in the news. Anything else, Coleman, that I learned today on the show?
Yeah, you learned that you can drive around Slidell for 23 years without getting stopped and pulled over with an expired tag.
That's right. That guy won. He got away with it for 23 years. He won. So, and look, if you're just joining us now or you only listen to a part of the show, every day right after our show, the podcast of our radio show goes up. And you can go and listen to it anytime you want, anywhere you want, on anything you want. And you can get that on our website at bayou957.com. Our commercial free ride continues here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.